Hey, you. I thought I'd find you in here. You're very predictable and very easy to find. Don't look so freaked out. I come in peace. No, I'm not going to steal your whatever that is. Yeah, I don't even know what book that is. Why would I want it? What are you reading anyway? What? I'm just looking at it. I want to see what you're reading. The Odyssey by Homer. Homer? What, the guy from The Simpsons wrote this? Oh, don't roll your eyes at me. It's just a joke. Don't be so uptight. So if he's not from Springfield, who is he? An ancient Greek poet. No, I don't know anything about that. What do you mean you wouldn't? Look at you getting all sassy. I'm actually impressed. Didn't think you had it in you to sass me. All right. I'm actually here because I need your help on something. Yeah, I'm kind of struggling with this book I'm reading. This Othello guy. There's a passage I'm kind of stumped on. And I figured, since you're the book girl, you know what it means. Yeah. It's, right here. When Cassio asks Bianca to make a copy of the handkerchief he finds. Yeah, that part. I just don't get it. I don't get a lot of this book, actually. Oh, so it's Desdemona's handkerchief. And he doesn't know it's hers. So then the other guy makes Othello think she's cheating. Right, I get it now. Cass just finds it, thinks it looks nice, and asks his side chick to make a spare. Okay, a courtesan, not a side chick. Look, it said Cassio's mistress in the character description. Whatever. Look, thanks. I would go to literally anyone else if I could. This is embarrassing enough. But you're the only one I know who... I mean, it's not because I actually like talking to you in your dark little corner of the library. Damn, it's like a ghost town over here. Hey, I'm talking to you. Didn't anyone tell you it's rude to ignore people? Who are you even looking at? Oh, no one. Then why are you looking all googly eyes at... Wait, are you kidding? I mean, that guy? Don't tell me he's your type. Yeah, look at you, all demure and tucking your hair behind your ear. You're so into him, which is beyond me, but hey. Don't look at him. Look at me. Hey, look at me. You like this, don't you? You're just trying to get a rise out of me. Oh, it's not true, huh? Then why are you smirking at me like that? You know what it does to me. What? No, I'm not flustered. I was saying that you... What are you talking about? Don't tease me, sweetheart. Yeah, I grabbed your chin and turned you back because I was talking to you and you were checking him out. It's rude to do that in the middle of a... What? No, I am not jealous. Okay, fine. I'm a little jealous. I don't want you looking at him while we're talking. Or rather, I don't want him looking at you. Not the way I look at you. Yeah, that is what I said. Oh, lost for words, are you? That's a first. Yeah, I know I'm a jerk, but I don't want to be a jerk to you. I don't want you looking at them because I want you. I want you all to myself. You're so... You're smart, and and sweet, and you're everything that's the complete opposite of me, and I just, everything about you, I'm... Yeah? You have no idea how much I need you. All this banter we have back and forth, it always gets me feeling so, you know. And just seeing the way you looked at him just makes me want to, like, lay claim to you or something. Yeah? Would you like that? Maybe right here, right now. Come closer. You like that? When I rub my thumb over your bottom lip like that? God, when you look up at me like that. You want this too, don't you? You like bickering with me. I know you do. Come on. Come with me. If we go around the corner, just here, then no one can see what we'll be doing. Oh, come on. The goody two-shoes look as cute on you, but I know you want to let go, don't you? I can see it in those gorgeous eyes. Don't try to hide it. I can see you. I know what you want, because I want it too. Come here. Just move back behind the shelves. No one has to see us. And you can keep quiet for me, can't you, sweetheart? You taste so sweet. Kiss me. Don't stop. Have you ever done this before? I know you have. I meant, have you done this before here? No? Okay. Do you want to? Okay. Let me just take your hand like this and feel me. Feel how hard I am through my jeans. Yeah. It feels good. It feels good for me too. Really good. Especially when you do that. Yeah.
Shit.
Yes. Come here. You feel so good against me. You have no idea how long I've wanted this. You. I love feeling your body under my hands, pinning you to the nearest wall or bookcase. That's your fantasy. Pushed up against the bookcases in the library, where anyone could come around the corner and find out what a bad girl you are. Yeah, grind against me. Fuck.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.